Hello, everybody. My name is Esa, and I'm an alcoholic. I come from Lahti, Finland, which is located some 100 kilometers up north from Helsinki. I'm more than happy to see so many happy faces here, and very excited to chair this meeting about experiencing of AA in Eastern Europe. We have had a little bit unluck due to the fact that one of our speakers, Andrei from Ukraine, for some reason can't be here today with us. Is there anybody from Ukraine who would to replace Andrei? In AA we have, as you all know, if we ask to do something, it's always a privilege. So if here is somebody from Ukraine, I would be happy if you join us. If not, I have somebody who has promised to replace Andrei, but she is not, unfortunately, from Ukraine. I secured this third speaker from Finland, if it's okay with you. So, Marietta, please come up here. And because Marietta's time to prepare for this meeting was so short, I promised her that she can speak as the last one. Now I ask for a moment of silence in gratitude for the AA recoveries of the past 75 years. And then we start our meeting. And as first speaker, Beata from Hungary, please.
Hi, my name is Beata, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm from Hungary, from Budapest, and I'm very nervous. I just remember when I had 49 days of sobriety 2 years before. There was a convention in Hungary. There was two persons from the GSO there, and they told me, Beata, come to San Antonio in 2010. I thought, okay, I'll be there. But first of all, thanks God. From that moment, I didn't have to drink, and it's happened a lot of miracle with me. And I thought, okay, I'll be there. No more holiday from the, no more clothes. I must earn money, and I want to be here because. I'd like to tell you thank you. Thank you for my life and for my sobriety. My life has changed. I think I'm started to living. And now I'd like to tell you how was the story of the AA in Hungary. Because that's why I'm here. In 88, there was a man who had a drinking problem. And everybody told to him, everybody told to him, you have a half years of life. And then he was talking with a doctor. His name is Dr. Avar. That man's name is Laszlo. And that doctor told to him, this is a sickness. And he started to tell him the story of Bill and Bob. He told there is a solution in the United States, and he gave to him the big book. And he told to that man there is a group. It is not AA, but its name is AE. And he started to going there frequently. Then one day was coming a man from Germany. His name is Helmut. He had 8 years of sobriety, and he told the solution is the AA. And he invited him to Germany, and they give to him big books and a lot of love. And they give to him the AA sign, and then started the first meeting in Hungary. And first time was three men, well, two men and one woman, and then two, and then three, and then more and more. When one day in 89, a man with a backpack was coming to Hungary to learning folklore dance, and he saw the sign AA. He tried to his room, and he told, oh, thanks God, I needed a meeting. My name is Bill from the United States, and he was 21 years sober, and he signed in the GSO, the Hungarian AA. So Hungary, and he is 21 years old. A man and women from the United States are helping us. And there was a lot of problem with the traditions, and still, But we try to be sober. And I like to tell you something here. I have a lot of help with the steps, with of the friends, and I had problems with the steps. Here is one man who helped us a really lot. He's traveling all around in Hungary and helping us how doing the steps, how recovering. His name is George, and he's here now. And I'd like to tell him thank you. Because there is few problems, a few wrong things in the Hungarian AA. They tell us one step, 1 year, and I thought if I do it, I will die soon, so I want to live. And I was running to an English meeting one time, 1 year before, and I found a sponsor there. She's living in San Diego, and she's helping me till a year, and I visited her. She's amazing. It is amazing how the older sobers help me with patients, and I'm so happy. I like to tell you, in Hungary we have 119 groups, and in a convention we are 600-700 person with the Al-Anon. In Budapest we have 20 meetings, and we are 2 million person, so we must do a lot of things, I think. I am the hospital contact in Hungary, and not easy because the doctors not a lot expect the AA. Sometimes they tell me it is American or it is a sect, and they tell to the alcoholics they recure and they cured. So and I'm telling I'm just recovering. The doctor tells me, oh, you are not drinking, you are cured. I told to them, I must know it, not you. Sometimes, a lot of times I was disappointed. I called up George, help me, why they do it? A lot of sick person in the hospital was fighting with me. They are, why I was coming there, I want to help them. And I'm telling, no, I'm here because of me. I don't want to drink today. I'm not here because of you. So, I found a few hospitals where they can accept and they help me. And thanks for that, doctors. And the first person who gave the big book is was a doctor in Hungary. In the time of the Iron Curtain, so he had a lot of courage from God. He did it. I think that that's why the spirituality, it is a little bit behind, because it feels in the air. When I was young, I couldn't say God in the school. And maybe that's why it is not easy to feel the spirituality and find another AA members. But we do it. I'm so happy to be here and learning the pure AA and feel this sobriety in the air. It is amazing. It helps me very much. I'd like to tell you a few stories of mine, too. My recall what happened with me when I had 5 years of my sobriety. I was in a Christmas party. I was really lonely because I saw everybody drinking so slowly. Oh, I thought they can't drink. Oh, it was really boring, and I was running to a meeting. That time was only one meeting in Budapest, and it was near to that party. So I was running there. I was crying. I'm afraid of the alcohol because it's near, and I was running back to the party. But I was again lonely. I felt I'm lonely, and I put it. Together my hands under the table, I asked help from God. I told to him, please help me, I don't want to drink. And I started to say the serenity prayer again and again and again, and behind of me the waiter asked me, would you like a juice? And I turned back and he was my friend from the AA. We are living 2 million person in Hungary, and he was the only one who I know in Budapest. We are living 2 million person, and he was the only one friend in the A who was a waiter. It was Christmas time. There was a lot of party, and he was there. And that moment, I understood God loves me. He. He loves me, and he don't want if I'm suffering, and if I'm drinking, I'm suffering. So he don't want if I feel bad. He helps me always if I ask him, and I just need to wait a little bit sometimes. If I don't know, he will help. I believe, and he will. I have experiences of this, and it was good to know it. That was One and a half months before, I had a big operation. Two months before, they found a big thing in me, like a head. We didn't know that it is a cancer or not. I was really nervous. I think I did my best third step. And before the operation, for weeks I could say only, please help me. I want to be healthy. I want to be healthy. I want to live. I want to be in the conversion. Just that day, please. But and then I understood I must give my life for God, and He knows what I need, and if I must go, I will meet Him. So it's okay. I was waiting. I had 1 hour for the operation, and the man and the woman was standing behind of me. I was praying, and there was a curtain in the window. It was a little bit open, and it was a really, really rainy day. And when I started to pray, a sunrise was coming to me, and that woman told, she's not believing God, but this is a sign. And I was really nervous, because I thought, I want to leave. Now I love to living. Oh. And I was thinking, if He saved my life a million times, so maybe maybe will help me again. My last thing was before the operation. Okay, God, do what you want with me. And the doctors told me, in the operations happened a miracle, because they did it really well and quick. I was laughing. The big doctor was helping me. And then I was waking up, and I was trembling. I felt really, really cold. I felt my head is a little bit confused. And I saw the liquid in my head. I was in a hospital. I didn't remember anything. My first thing was, oh, God, I'm drunk. I was crying 3 hours. And then I felt the cutting. And I felt the pain. And, oh, it was just an operation. It's good. Everything is better than drinking. So I was happy, but I needed to be with my son 3 weeks, alone, standing, and I could be with myself. It is amazing without alcohol, and not easy to be with me. So I was really thankful, and I felt I'm really close to God in the suffering. So I need to learn close to Him when I'm happy too. And my life is changed. I think after 2 weeks they told me this thing wasn't cancer. It is benign. So I was, I must live. I must work. Still continue. I am now so happy to be here. Yesterday, when I was carried the flag, I felt we are before the ceremony. We were praying together. I saw we are from everywhere. And we love each other. We are from all around the world, but we are from the same place, from the same hell. And we know we can be happy together, and we know our happiness. I felt this love, and I was really thankful to be an alcoholic. And I'm still too. I'm so happy. I don't know how many times I'm talking. Okay, I must stop it. Okay, because I have stopping problem with everything. So I know I'm an egoist. I want to be in the center. Wow. I when I was coming here, I felt I forgot everything, but when I saw you, I remember it. Something is coming. This spirituality, what I find. I think that was what I was searching in the bottle. I think that was what I was searching everywhere in the love, in the cigarette, in every my crazy things. I wanted always more and more and more, because I was searching this feeling. I was searching God, and I'm so happy to find Him. I had a lot of big thing in my sobriety. I had a lot of sufferings, but I feel I was steady of these things. I'm thankful for my sufferings too. I'm really thankful for my operation, because I never was close to God when that day. And I was always feeling, oh, poor me, oh, again me. And now I started here to feel the thankful for the life, for the birds, for I can see now. I'm not just watching. I see. My life is really started. I don't know what was it before the AA, but because I think I was drunk before drinking, and so it was the first day in the AA. It was really hard to feel, to accept I'm sick, but it's good to know I can recovering, I can live. I have a solution, and I have a big family. Okay. So I like to tell you thank you, and I wish you the AA promises in your life. Thank you.
Now we know that AA in Hungary will do well in the future. While opening up this meeting and introducing myself, I forgot to tell you that I have exactly the same amount of sobriety than they have been AA in Hungary. I was sobered up in Helsinki 7th of November 1988, so almost 22 years ago. It's amazing feeling to find out these are not coincidences, because we know that there still is so much to be done in AA and in helping other countries to survive, and especially the suffering alcoholic, wherever he is. Our next speaker is Mikaela from Slovakia. Please.
I'm Misha and I'm alcoholic. I'm really very grateful to be here, and it's really a privilege for me. When I got sober in Slovakia, I didn't know about AA. and there was no AA there. We had like three groups in Czechoslovakia in 1948, but they have to close them because under the communist regime we were not allowed to meet. If two people meet on like permanent level, it was the subject of crime. So, you know, all these activities were stopped, and also we couldn't have any activities connected with God. So there were just religions allowed by state and nothing else. So, but this was this wasn't my reason. I was just alcoholic and I needed to get sober. And I really got sober because of my kids. I have got four kids, and when I had my last drink, it was in 1984. My youngest was 2 years and oldest 10 years, and I felt like, you know, if I will stop, what hell I'm going to prepare for those kids. So I stopped because of them, and it wasn't really easy without AA. But I didn't know about it at that time. So I sobered up with the help of doctors, and I was going to some therapy, like psychotherapy. And it took, it lasted like 6-7 years. And, you know, the philosophy of those people was like, you have to be better and better, and it's your job, and you have to be like sober and strong. And I loved it because I'm alcoholic, and it... And I rebuilded my ego, and I was—I think I was even much egocentric than I was before. And I was really—you know what God is doing with us? It worked for me, and I was like successful in my life and proud. But then something happened what I couldn't change, and I couldn't do anything about it, and it really put me down. The, you know, the feeling that I cannot rule something was terrible. It was my father died, and my friend who was alcoholic started to drink and left me. And I was really like down for half a year, and I wanted to drink, but I didn't, thank God. And after this time, I was like, I like woke up, and I said to myself, okay, I'm sober, I survived this, and I'm probably... You know, I probably got a gift and I have to give it away. So I started... That time, you know, in this hard time, I found my new higher power. And I started to pray to my new God, and I was asking him how I can help. And he just... It took just a few days. Really. And I am a dress designer, and a man come to me to buy a dress for his wife, and he was living in Mexico, buying dress in Bratislava, and we didn't, there was no plan to talk about our drinking, but we somehow did, and he was sober, and I saw the light in his eyes, and I asked him, where is it from? And he said, it's from AA, and I said, what is it, AA? So I knew that this is my way, and I started to search. And I've got some pamphlets, but they were in German. I don't speak German. So this was really my way. But then I found out that there is already one group in Bratislava. So I went there, and I found out that there is already a big book translated to Czech language, which is very close to Slovakia. And so, I started. I went to meetings to Prague because I used to travel a lot, and in Bratislava. And then I decided that I don't like it the way they do it. So... I started meeting. And I'm not so active now, but I was a really terrible active person. And I had... I put a lot of efforts to AA in Slovakia. So I started a few groups, and I was also lucky because God sent me to the United States with my work, and so I could come here like once a year, twice a year, and I was able to go to meetings, and it was New York, so I ran directly, you know, my first AA people there in GSO. I'm like this, you know, I just go to the top. And then I I took the AA schedule for New York from GSO. But this gave me opportunity to meet really great people in AA. And it also gave me opportunity to learn about structure and service. And I wasn't really good for service that time. I wasn't ready. You know, I started work on steps when I was 8 years, 9 years sober, but there was no sponsor. And I was trying to do everything in one moment. Probably somebody will know how it is. So I was like trying to sponsor people and, you know, trying to keep traditions. And it was, I was just like without sponsor. So it was, for me, it was really hard, but it really helped me. It really learned me to be able a little bit more humble. Service gave me something. You know, once I came to GSO, and Beanie already is not with us, she told me, "Thank you for doing God's work here." And I said, "Wow, I'm doing a God's work? No, it's my work. It's me." And but slowly working on these steps and accepting traditions and doing service, I really understood that I really had a privilege to do the God's work in Slovakia. And I'm really grateful for it, really. And maybe, you know, my story is really connected with AA in Slovakia, so I will come to, like, to the fact. We had like maybe 5-6 groups, and very soon we decided to create intergroup, and we decided to make a legal status, so we will be able to maybe at least help to print the literature and organize conventions. And we also really took care that we have in this legal status, you know, the AA traditions, like that we are serving and rotation and stuff like this. And it helped us to survive for years. So we printed first big book in Slovakia in 2000. We also started office, and we had an internet page, and we had a telephone service and stuff like this, but it's really not so easy how it looks like. And I would really agree with Beata what she told about it in Hungary. We are much smaller now. We have only 28 groups. And it's like she said, people doesn't want to work on steps. They would just sit in meetings and maybe read the book, but not really interested. Even they speak about traditions, it's hard to keep them. We are just in the times, you can read in AA history here. So we have time now of tough rulers. I left the service like 5 years ago, but I am back now because 11th step. So I really had to go back, so I'm back now. So we have this period of nice, active people who love to do things their own way. So we have to, and they like really push it with iron fist. So it's kind of hard. If I can ask you for some support, please pray for us. And I bring a little clock, but I didn't check the time, so I don't know. I can tell you also something about Czech AA if you're interested. Because as I told you, I was going to Czech AA really from the beginning, and we are still in touch. And I know a lot about what is going there here. They are in some way doing much better. There is more groups and more people are interested in working on steps. But they didn't build the structure before, so they are struggling now. There are some old people sitting on money, and new people wanting to do it the right way. They have translations ready to print. But I was talking to GSO yesterday, and it probably will work out. So we are really, I think, in all those countries, we have the same problem, that we are just people who didn't know much about AA, and we try to do it our, you know, we try to do our best, but we are not always able because we are not ready. But we are trying, and it's there. And also, I would like to mention that there is a big hope for us, not only from GSO, which I am really grateful for, and I want to mention it one more time before I finish, but also to Polish AA. That it's really amazing AA in Poland. And they started European service meetings, so they support countries from former Eastern Europe, because we have all the same problems. And it's really great help. Now they just recently helped us. They gave us some money to print our next books. We are going to print Daily Reflections, and Esbil sees it. So it's really great help. And I don't know how many people from United States are here, but probably many. So I would like to tell you that, you know, your money, which goes to the basket, that goes also to us. And I will just repeat what I said at the beginning, that when I came to my first meeting, there was a big book translated in Czech, and somebody had to do it. And it was done by people from here. It was translated by American Vladimir, who is not anymore here. He was living in Santa Barbara. He was Czech origin and printed in GSO. And it was brought to Slovakia by our old friend Ski, who was bringing books to Slovakia for years. So, thank you very much. And it's really a privilege for me. AA gave me new way of life. I really, when Harold was speaking yesterday, he told that you are going to AA to search who are you, but we will tell you who are you not, and it's my case. I have learned in AA that I am somebody else I was thinking all my life. And I'm the biggest gift I gave from AA, that I found a God, and I have learned how to trust him and live with him. Thank you.
Thank you, Mikael. It was wonderful here that the same thing applies all over the world, service, and putting our efforts behind service and into God's work. That's what we need. We still have remote areas quite a lot in this beautiful world who have not reached the message. In Finland, we were lucky to start as early as 1948, which is quite a long time ago. We had our 60th year anniversary 2 years ago. So still we feel that we have quite a lot to be done. A short example is that and this work over the borders in Lapland, which covers or is scattered around four countries. It starts from Norway through Sweden, Swedish Lapland, Finland, and Russia. We have, I would say, our aboriginals who have been living there for ages. Oh, they have always been up there, before Finns, before Swedes, before Norwegians or Russians. They have always been up there with their reindeers. Sami people living on an area which is enormous, and they are around 40,000 people. We have tried to help them, and yesterday we heard during the big flag ceremony that was it 57th translation of Big Book has been released now to Tibetan. And I don't know, is it 58th or 59th, we are close to some African country up north in Sami. We have translated Big Book for them, and within a couple of weeks it's going to be printed here in USA, the first edition. Without support, outside support, they could not have done it, at least not yet. They have established four groups, and they are increasing in the number of members. Like all these new areas, the AA reaches its hand. And the next speaker, Marietta from Finland, please. We have a bit controversy situation here because Finland is not part of Scandinavia. Scandinavia officially includes only Denmark, Iceland, Norway and Sweden. Finland is out of it. So we are Eastern Europe. But then on the other hand, we include ourselves to the Western Europe. And now I start to feel, should we establish some kind of new up north area? And I would like to join this people up there, the Sami people, and probably I will do it.
Good day. I'm Marietta and I'm an alcoholic. It was really a pleasure to be asked to give my experience, what I have had in my life. When I got sober, 77, so there was... I was very near eastern border of Finland. It means very near Russia. And it means that my parents have been evacuated from Russian side to Finland after the Second World War. So perhaps I am partly Russian. But not Ukrainian. It's far away. Anyhow, when I got first contact to AA, it happened 67. I was working in a social office and some AA member came there and wanted to give a message as they do it for third persons. And I was one of them. So, there are many. Yes. So I was given a big book. I was reading it and I'm weeping. Oh, bloody hell! I was crying. What's happening? What are they doing? And then they left that little ask questions. And I just, oh, yes. And then I cried, oh, sisters, can you understand? After this, I would be an alcoholic. After 10 years, I was. And I was happy to find AA, because I had no other possibility. I have no possibility to live. I have no possibility to die. So I prayed, perhaps first time in my life, God, if you exist, please help me And that that very same day, I came to first AA meeting, and ever since, they give me some kind of. I had used to do plans how to do something, so I asked them, so which kind of plan you have done for me to be sober? And they said, just sit down and be in there. And I have been sitting, and ever since. And I have been little bit afraid, first very afraid, if there is some reason I'm going to drink again. And that's why I started to read. And I took first 12 steps and traditions. And then these same persons have translated them. Perhaps they are not translated. Okay, I must learn some English. And so I start. Oster. I bought English steps and traditions book and started to read it by dictionary. That's why I can speak some English. But it is, you know, it's our hearts which are speaking. It's not so important my language. It's my heart. And my heart belongs to AA. Because I have had nothing else in the world who has loved me. Only AA. When I got to this first meeting, there were few men and no females. Only one. But it was quite clear to me, no one else, no other woman can be so bad as I am. And that was clear. Okay, these men are similar, but not other ladies. And ever since, there has been also women alcoholics in Finland. And I have been in this same city, in Joensuu, where I have been sober up, where there are group meetings where are more women than men. Oh, that's it. Well, even my first sponsor said that, I don't know, there are many kinds of people here in AA, but I don't know if there is any place for feminism. Oh, yes, there is. Because our good location in the world. Excuse, what's happening? Again, okay, I'm too far. because situation in Finland, you know, we are very near Russia, we are very near Sweden, Europe, and so on. I have had privilege to travel quite a lot. So, for instance, it happened that I, for a reason which I can't explain, I happened to be in Poland when they have their first national meeting. And it happened in the beginning of '80s. And it happened that I was with when they had their, in Russia, their first national meeting in Volgograd. And I have had that wonderful feeling when people are pioneers. Oh, it's something I envy it. Because you are doing such things that will help so many other people when you are pioneering. But my pioneering is nowadays service. And I understand that service is the heart of AA. If there isn't any service, I can't be helped, and I can't reach my hand to that who is suffering. So I try to be so much as possible in service, not anymore like I am doing or something like that, as you told, but hoping that God will show where to be and what to do. I am so happy to be here. Thank you to you all that you love me. Thank you.
We have still time to use in this room for this meeting. If there is anybody present from Eastern Europe who would like to speak, please. You're welcome.
My name is Vitek. I am an alcoholic. I would apologize for my English. It's my really first speech in English in public. Believe me. I'm not sure if you will understand me, but I tell only few words about Polish IA. In Poland, fellowship is pretty old. It is 36 years old. Yeah. First IA group started in 1974. In Poznań. Yeah. Of course, we got a lot of help from Finland, from Germany, as I know, and from England. Maybe from other countries too, but I don't know. I got sober many years later, in 1994. It was in the end of the year, but in my real sobriety, I count from 1995, and this is a very, very important year for Polish fellowship. Of course, it's coincidence, but in this, because I didn't know about AA anything that time, but in this year, in 1995, in Polish conference, was established Polish legal structures of AA. From 1995 we had Polish General Service Board, and from this year we can say it about legal literature, about legal proper AA structures. That's over 15 years of proper structures in Poland. From that time, there were a large development of AA groups. Now we have more than 2,200 groups AA. You know how it works. We got help from you, from another country. Now we try to help other Eastern European countries. We still got help from a British fellowship, and together we try to help such countries as Slovakia, Czech Republic, Russia, Lithuania, and many others. We try to invite the delegates to our Polish national conferences every year and try to support proper development of proper structures in these countries. Our aim is to send the delegates to European Service meeting. I hope that you understood. I am very grateful to be there. It's my first time in America and first time on convention. It was a really amazing moment to see flag ceremony when my friend Jacek from Poland carried the Polish flag, and this all ceremony was marvelous for me. I like it very much, and thank you for being there. Thank you very much.
Anybody else from Eastern countries? Please. We use all the time available. We need it.
Hello. My name is Gabriel. I am an alcoholic. I come from Poland with my friends. I don't drink 7 years. Sorry for my English. I don't speak well. I think I don't speak. I speak awful or terrible.
No,
I'm very happy to be with you. 1 year later, I think travel to USA, it is impossible, like a travel on moon. It's my first time in USA. It's my first convention. It is my first time when I speak English on meeting. Thank you very much. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you.
Please, you're next.
My name is Kinga, and I'm an alcoholic. Ja jestem Kinga i jestem alkoholiczką. I said it in Polish. This is 12 steps and 12 tradition in Polish. I received it today as a gift. It says 12 kroków i 12 tradycji. Yesterday, I received a book, a big book in Polish, and it says Wielka Księga. I got sober in the United States 12 years ago. I almost never spoke about my feelings, how I got sober, why did I sit sober, stay sober, why did I became sober, what was my journey. I almost never talk about it in Polish. It is the first time at this convention that I got a chance to talk about my feelings from the time when I was a child in Poland, when I was raised in an alcoholic family, about the communists that two people was a meeting against the system. So we couldn't even express our feelings towards God and religion because it was against the system. The closest thing that my mother was as a Polish Madonna, she was a lawyer, and I remember her walking on the street with a string of toilet paper because there was no toilet paper in Poland, communism. So she was able to get a toilet paper, so she couldn't carry it, so she put little rolls on a string and she carried through town home to bring a toilet paper. She was an alcoholic. She was trying to get a toilet paper. Who is talking about feelings? About resentment. She was a concentration camp survivor. So here in the United States, for the first time, I got a chance to talk about everything, what I was raised with, and what I had seen, and we never really before got a chance to express in a formal meeting. And I've been here for 30 years. My thinking is different. You, America, changed. I stopped being pushy broad. I became, you know, you have to survive. I became more like you, your space, you know, keep your space. All the good things, I like it. And I also mentally went away from Polish thinking. Poland went through a major revolution. And through the AA, you can see what happened over there. And my thinking was not with all my Polish fellows, because it's 30 years here. But today and yesterday and day before yesterday, when my Polish friends from AA arrived from Poland, I felt that I never left this country, that country. I felt like with them. I spoke the same language. I felt the same feelings because they are alcoholics like me. So it doesn't matter. We connected. And I am so happy. And thank you, my Polish AA fellows. Thank you so much. And thank you, American fellows.
Please.
Hello guys, my name is Paweł, I am alcoholic, member of Ajax Area Group, South Ontario, near to Toronto. And, almost forgot, that shame on me. I was born in Poland, small town, Piotrków Trybunalski. Co chciałbym powiedzieć, what I want to say right now, very short story about a speaker who spoke to you a few minutes ago. That's Witek. And with this guy, 25 years, I was drinking and working together on the building side of power station in Bełchatów. And I don't know, coincidence or something else. After 25 years, we have met each other over here in Texas, San Antonio. God bless you all. Keep coming back.
Welcome. Yes, you can, of course. Anybody else wants to speak still? Please, you're welcome. Please.
But I've had an opportunity to do a lot of service work in the U.S. over time, and I'm not sure everybody here understands it, so I feel like I want to tell you. You know, our General Service Office in New York, one of the things that they do is they do outreach to other countries that ask us for help. We never go in. We wait till they ask us. 2 years ago, we were making about 60 visits a year. This year, we'll visit 30 countries. The reason for that is because the dollar in the basket ain't cutting it, folks. The spirit of sacrifice tells me that I've got to make sure that when somebody tells me we still need you to come and help us, that we're able to do it. And I'm so grateful I was here today. Thank you.
Welcome.
My name is George, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm from Los Angeles, but I had to tell you, I got a lot of things said today really hit home. I was born in the Czech Republic, just south of Prague. My parents were Holocaust survivors. I speak Hungarian, and for the last hour and 15 minutes, I've been emotionally spent, and I'm grateful for it. You know, I just want to thank AA for having this meeting. Thank you.
Good evening.
One at a time, please. He's speaking. That's a habit we have in NNA. One at a time.
Hello, everybody. My name is Vas, and I'm an alcoholic. On behalf of my Ukrainian friends, меня зовут Василь, and I am a alcoholic. I was born in city of Kharkov, the old capital of Ukraine. I graduated from the high school in Ukraine, and last 16 years I live in U.S. I joined AA only 6 years ago, so 10 years I basically don't remember much. Shame on me. This meeting, theme of the meeting, AA in Europe, first time for the last 16 years, this winter, I have a chance to go home, only because of AA. I have a chance to go and make my amends to my mom, to my brother, to my daughter, who live in Budapest, Hungary, where I met this wonderful lady, Beata. I was scared to death to make this trip. I was scared. I was so comfortable in our little community, in our little group, in our little meetings, in our little tiny paradise, that I am going in no land. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? That is biggest bullshit. You know the... You know the biggest difference between Poppy and newcomer, or me? Poppy stopped whining in 6 months. I went to Budapest, I found wonderful AA meeting on English language. How heartwarming is that? I went to Ukraine and I went to the meeting in Dnipropetrovsk, and it was great. It was wonderful, different format, but message right there, right on the spot. I've met so many wonderful, helpful people during my trip, and it's a God thing. So AA is forever. I know that. AA is a God thing. And to make it strong, we need to do something about it. God bless you.
Hey.
Good afternoon. My name is Rogelio, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Rogelio.
And my sobriety date is January 10th, 2004, and I'm not from Europe. I'm not from the USA. I'm Mexican. And when I was traveling on the Greyhound bus, I got to Phoenix, and I asked a lady there if the bus was going to San Antonio. And she put me this wonderful smiling face, and she asked me if I was going to the convention. Her name is Beata. She's sitting right there. And I now know that it was God's work that He gave me to get here and enjoy the convention and find her and all you guys from Europe. You're lovely. We love your cultures, your various cultures. God bless you.
Hi, I'm George. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, George.
And I'm from Szekszárd, Hungary. I was born in Hungary, but I was I left after 56, the revolution, and I lived in the U.S. And I joined the Navy, and I got sober through the graces of the United States Navy. And I was out there ripping and running. A lot of people used to tell me, why the hell don't you go back to where you came from? And after I retired, I took him up on that advice, and I'm living back in Hungary now. And I'm kind of a third generation of comers or goers. My grandfather lived and worked in the States. My uncle was born here, and my dad was born here, and so on. So I'm back home, and I'm really grateful for AA in Hungary. It's not that they need me, it's that I need them. And there are growing pains, and they really do need the IV of pure AA that is existence here in the States, because we try to do everything our own way, and unfortunately we sometimes copy some of the wrong things from the West. So I thank you for your love and courage and your support.
My name is Dorota. I'm alcoholic. I don't speak English, but I all understand. I'm very, very happy. I'm first time in USA, first time in convention. Chciałam powiedzieć, że jestem tak szczęśliwa, że nie umiem tego wyrazić i nie marzyłam w ogóle o takiej chwili jeszcze rok temu, jakby ktoś powiedział, że będę w tym miejscu i z takimi ludźmi, to po prostu nie, no nie wiem, no marzenia się spełniają i ja jestem tego przykładem i kocham was wszystkich, nie wiem co więcej powiedzieć.
I just would like to say that I'm so happy to be here. I never thought that my dream will come through. And I want to thank you so much and to tell you that my dream came through and I love all of you. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Andy and I'm an alcoholic. I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana, here in the United States. And I just wanted to say that during the flag ceremony last night, it was so nice to see all the representing countries. To me, it speaks to the fact that there are no boundaries in Alcoholics Anonymous. There's no language other than the language of recovery. And I think it touched me so deeply last night. I wanted to come up and thank everyone from the eastern part of Europe for being here. My brother is a lawyer. He lives in Budapest, Hungary. And so I'd like to speak with you after the meeting about the Alcoholics Anonymous program in Budapest. I visit him quite often. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you.